This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, hello, all of you atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you today not your host, Mr. Bradley D., but he will be here shortly. For those of you who are watching on your live stream, you're going to notice the lovely empty chair in which he will be sitting in probably about 15 minutes. Interesting. Let me tell you a little bit about the day in the life here for the Sons of Liberty. Actually, we're excited about this. We have a snowstorm that came today. Very exciting. However, that snowstorm is impeding Bradley's way of getting back to the studios here. So for just a moment, I'm going to fill in as the co-host. This is Stephanie Joy, Bradley's wife, to let you know a little bit about what we've got going on this Christmas season. Obviously, I think people are starting to get excited because we know that Christmas is just around the corner here. Christmas Eve tomorrow. I mean, for those of you who are listening, can you believe that it's already this time of the year again? I feel like it's been one thing after another, and it's never a dull moment here at the Sons of Liberty. So in honor of that tradition, we're going to go forward. So a couple different things I want to let you know about. We have been kind of highlighting over the past few weeks some of the things we have available in our store. Now, I know that Christmas time is coming up tomorrow and the next day, but you know, if you've got people on your list, you say, oh, I should have got them this or that. We've got plenty of books, CDs, DVDs, T-shirts, all with a patriotic Christian message that we're guaranteeing you or whoever you're giving to are going to love. We have fulfilled many product orders in getting this out, and I really feel like people this Christmas season are giving the gift of truth. When you think about it, there's so many things that, you know, people like to buy for gifts and so on and so forth, but they'll use them for a little while, kind of toss them away. What better gift to give than the gift of truth? And it's not too late. If you place your order, we'll get it out to you. It might be a few days after Christmas, but you know what? Say, hey, I thought of you with this, and hand it off to them. That's fantastic. And now for those of you who are sons and daughters of Liberty, you know that you support this ministry on a consistent basis, which we appreciate all of you out there. We could not do what we do sincerely from our hearts without the support of faithful listeners such as yourself. And I think we get a lot of comments. In fact, we actually just got some this past week from people who are just touched by the ministry and by the truth that they hear and by what they're seeing us do, because we've always said we don't want to be talk radio. We want to be do radio. As the Bible says, we're doers of the word and not hearers only, which means that we want to make sure that our love towards people and our Christian love is in demonstration and in action. So for those of you who are listening, you say, you know what? Hey, it's been wonderful listening to Bradley, but you know what? I've never really got around to supporting your ministry. Don't wait until you say, well, maybe I should do something. Please do support us. I know that many people like to make end of the year donations and contributions and so on and so forth. You kind of do that towards the end of the year. Now would be the time to do that. We gratefully would accept anything that you can do to help support us in this work. Now, if you think about it, with everything that's gone on this year, we have stayed remarkably busy. We have not stopped. You know, we recently did a direct mailer, which kind of lets all of our supporters know, hey, highlight where we've been this year, what we've done, where we're going, what we're doing, and so they can see the fruit of their support. And one thing that I put in that mailer was the fact that we have not stopped. Where, you know, a lot of churches have shut the doors and turned out their lights, we have made more opportunities happen to be the light. You know, we're supposed to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, that doesn't stop for any reason. And now more than ever do our voices need to be heard and people need to be reached. You have a lot of people out there have a sense of hopelessness and almost despair. And it seems like this year, especially 2020, has been one thing after another after another. But we here as Christians, we stand firm upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ. We know that He is our hope. He is our light. And so we translate that to other people wherever we go. And we have been traveling all over. We've been in Tennessee this year. We've been in Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota. There's so many different places. In fact, in Michigan alone, I think we've been there, I want to say, three times this year. And we're looking to go back in January as well. So when you say we don't sit still, you know, for a lot of people, I think, you know, to get them to get up and do something, that's the chore. Well, for Bradley, it's exactly the opposite. If you try to get him to sit down, he's always raring to go because he always wants to be with the people and spread the gospel message, which is the light of the world. So for those of you who are saying, wow, how has that year been in full view? It's been crazy. Sometimes I heartily like to say it's like running around with, like a chicken with your head chopped off. But we're here today doing what we're doing because we know that we want to get the message out there. So if you would like to support us with an end-of-the-year contribution or become a son or daughter of Liberty, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click the donate button or the subscribe button on Sons of Liberty Media. And then on Sons of Liberty Radio, you can click the spread the word button. And it will tell you exactly there how you can become a son or a daughter of Liberty and support us on a monthly basis. Whatever you choose to do, we would be very grateful and appreciative of. So as we're thinking about here this upcoming year, you know, we've got things already in the works and that we're going out again in January. And it's interesting because everything that we do takes a lot of time and a lot of preparation and a lot of perseverance to get the job done. And over the past week, we've gotten some comments from people who say basically, thank you heartily for what you do. We had a recent supporter. We sent out a testimony booklet because anyone who orders something from us always gets a copy of Bradley's life story. And we received a comment from this gentleman. He said, you know what? I'm glad you didn't redo the book over again because Bradley wrote this book right when he got saved, when he got converted. And he said, I could tell that the heart and the testimony was there. He left it alone because it was raw and it was beautiful just the way it was, how the Lord came in and totally transformed his life. He really is a walking miracle. And I feel like I can say that heartily because I'm his wife and know him well. But the transition of what the Lord did in his life is amazing. And that transition comes into play in everything that we do. But this particular gentleman was so touched by his testimony. You know, we get comments like, how can we help? What can we do? How can we bring forth this truth? That's exactly what we're doing here on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. And we're getting the word out there for all to see. And now, really? For those of you who have been watching intently, waiting on live stream to see the empty chair, you will now notice that it is filled. Bradley Dean made it safely from the snowstorm, and he is with us live in studio. So without further ado, God bless you all. Merry Christmas. And here's Mr. Bradley Dean.
Hey, folks. I know that we're coming up on a hard break real quick. Matter of fact, we're on one. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without God. without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'll tell you what. I literally was out there for about 3 hours, and this morning when I left to do what I had to do, I was totally fine. It was merely raining out, 37 degrees, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was a whiteout. So I got caught in the middle of that, but now we all understand, as you were introduced to my wife, as to what a helpmate does in the ministry, and I totally appreciate that. As a matter of fact, she didn't even want to go on screen yet. She says, because I just don't want to go on screen right now. So it's like, okay, that's fine. I totally appreciate that. And thank you for your patience, by the way. I got much to cover, but before I get to that, please go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to be down south. We got like 5 radio stations right now involved in promoting an event that we're going to be doing out there, as well as hopefully having 2 or 3 different events in Tennessee alone. Also, we're going to be in Michigan. And if you are down south in that area, please come out to the events that we're going to be at. I'll give you more information as it transpires. And again, if you would like to book us in your particular area on the West Coast, the East Coast, we may be in the West Coast up and coming here in the springtime. We'll see what happens. But you can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media. With that said, check them out. If you want to look at the platform in which we're on, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. We'll always be on that landing page. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay? Go to the platform we're on. If you want to watch us live, click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. Same thing there. Beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and click on to Before It's News, the platform in which we're on. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to give us a call, you can do that too. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, yesterday we were talking about suicide. And I believe as to what contributes to suicide amongst the young is these dangerous psychotropic drugs called antidepressants. And I was kind of led into Romans 8:14 to that of the father of ADHD declaring that it is a fictitious disease on his deathbed. So this guy realized that he had to tell the world the truth about ADHD, and he said, because he is the author and the finisher of it, if the American people would listen to it, he told you the truth in his confusion. He told you that ADHD is a fictitious disease. The creator of it, okay? I'm not making this up. He's not making this up. He's dead. He's in hell where he belongs now. Friends, but he told you before he slipped into hell forever, right? Eternity is forever. He told you the truth that it's a fictitious disease. How come we didn't need these drugs back in the 70s? How come we didn't need them in the 60s or in the 50s? I'll tell you why. Because in many cases, they were illegal in the United States of America. That is until Daddy Bush, evil pappy, they called him, George Bush Sr., basically attacked anybody that would dare stand in the way of Big Pharma or the medical industry. So, anyways, we'll get to that in just a moment. I want you to be encouraged by the next piece I'm going to play here. It's the audio of an individual in Oregon inside. It's amazing. Hey, friends, listen. Moses was raised up in the Pharaoh's court. The Lord will raise up whom he needs to raise up, where he needs to raise them up, and when he needs to raise them up. And this is a particular situation, just to prove the point, the Lord does have his people in every venue known to mankind, regardless if you think it's all evil or not. The Lord's got someone in there. He may convert, just like a Paul, right? A Saul that was converted to Paul. Read Acts 9 when you get a moment. But in this particular situation, this is an Oregon state senator, okay? Because the state senator calls special session. He calls it an illegitimate and governor's tyranny campaign against the people and the children of God. In what you're going to hear concerning the audio, this individual, oh, he's a state rep, I'm sorry, calling out these individuals for their tyranny against the people in the state of Oregon. Okay? And with that, he calls it tyranny, then he removes his mask in protest and declares that these tyrants are acting as false authorities. And the fact of the matter is, friends, you need to understand that they are. Because I have debunked the unconstitutional edicts of mayors in the United States, as well as the governors in the United States, who have been called out by Supreme Court, the state courts, the state Supreme Courts, and judges across the country for the unconstitutionality of them coming in with their unconstitutional edicts and forcing the American people to do anything. The state courts and the judges have said it's null and void what they're doing. This individual had the internal fortitude to stand up and do what so few are willing to do, and you can rest assured, these are the kind of representatives that the American people have been waiting to see for a long time, and I want to highlight this individual for you by playing the audio first and foremost. Listen carefully, friends. He's confronting the tyrants in session. Listen carefully.
Remonstrances. Senator Dallas Hurd.
This is yet another illegitimate session where you, the Democratic majority, have declared the people unfit to participate in person in their own Capitol building. Let the record reflect that I am in fierce opposition to any legislation that this illegitimate assembly may pass today. You will be held accountable for this in the coming years.
Amen.
You have joined Kate Brown in her campaign of intimidation against the people.
She's a bisexual.
1 Samuel 2:10 says, "The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them."
Amen.
"The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. The anointed king of kings is Jesus Christ. And this is his kingdom."
Amen.
"Not ours."
Amen.
The days of your unchecked assault against our freedoms and his children is over. You've oppressed the free peoples of Oregon. You have said to me through my caucus leader that we are being forced to wear these masks today and that your false authority will be enforced against any of us who don't submit to you. If you had not done such great evil to my people and had simply asked me to wear this mask, I would have. But you commanded it, and therefore I declare my right to protest against your false authority and remove my mask.
He removed it right on the floor.
I will stand here for 30 seconds while you decide whether you are fat.
Listen how they respond.
Willing to use the government to force and override my rights, or to prove that you are nothing more than bullies.
Amen.
And false authority.
Listen carefully. Listen how they respond.
Remonstrances.
My time is not done, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
My time is not done, Mr.
President. Messages from the House.
My time is not done, Mr. President.
Proceed, please.
My time is not done, Mr. President.
Yes, your time is up.
No, it was not.
Yes, it is up.
Well,
I'm not
you
going to
show what you are.
Turn off his
you make it up as...
Set messages from the House, please. You have no messages.
Did you see what they did?
Motions, propositions.
Hear him talking in the background because they shut down his microphone, friends. You know, I'm going to tell you who shuts down your microphones, America? The mainstream media. The same thing that they just did to this courageous individual that was willing to stand up and confront these tyrants for who they are in session. And by the way, again, forgive me, rolling back a little bit, he's an Oregon state senator named Dallas Hurd. Dallas Hurd in Oregon standing up against the bisexual governor who rides off pretended authorities. And she does what she does because the American people are apathetic and they're ignorant of what the Constitution declares that they can and cannot do. But once again, the Lord is faithful to raise up a faithful witness that delivers souls if you're willing to be delivered. And the fact of the matter is we have another one standing up in place of ignorant Americans so they can understand that Senator in Oregon, Dallas Hurd, just educated the American people as to what is right and what is wrong. And what did the tyrants do? He said, I'll give you 30 seconds. What did they do? They shut off his microphone. Now, let me ask you something concerning the tyranny that's been going on in America over the last how many months? 9 months now. Believe it or not, the American people are still going along with it. 9 months later... Right, as corporations are flourishing and the little guys are being squashed out by their said representatives, what bewilders me to no end is that the American people haven't yet learned their lesson to stand up and do what the likes of the senator did in the state of Oregon. How long is it that you're going to submit to tyranny? How many of you that profess to be Christians are still submitting to the state rather than to the God that you declare that you serve? Apparently you haven't read from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation to understand that it's your job to reprove the darkness just like this state senator did. But again, America, every country deserves the government that it has. How much longer are you going to put up with this tyranny? Because there's people inside government that are waiting for the people in this country to begin to follow the lead, just like he said. Who are we supposed to follow? No king, but King Jesus. And what he said on the floor is exactly right. Folks, they shut off his microphone. This is how tyranny wins the day. We're going to come right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Democrats and some Republicans are running with President Trump's call to increase the amount of coronavirus stimulus checks Americans get. The Democrat-controlled House will attempt to pass the measure to give Americans $2,000 checks, possibly on Christmas Eve. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill are okay with the $2,000 checks. Others, like Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, are not keen on the idea.
I'm not a fan of these direct payments. Because the vast majority of the money inevitably goes to people who never had a loss of income. I mean, consider all the federal employees, millions of people across the country, never lost a dime of income. Why would we be sending them $600, much less $2,000?
1.8 million registered voters in Georgia have already cast their ballots in the state's runoff election. You're listening to USA Radio News. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is celebrating the coming of the $15 billion Save Our Stages Act.
The first ones in line for the first 2 weeks for the applications will be people like First Avenue, entities that have lost over 90% of their revenues from the year before. So that's why it's so important that we get this done now.
The bipartisan legislation, co-authored with Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas, gives grants to venues that lost 70% or more of their revenue. Members of New York City's fire department are now getting the coronavirus vaccine. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro saying about one-third of the fire department has COVID-19 and hundreds of members are now out on leave with it.
A very important time for us, and we hope that we can vaccinate 450 people a day at three locations and start to bring this protection.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You just heard the guy, Pat Toomey, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but he was talking about how nobody should get their checks. I want to remind everybody in this country that think that they're getting free money from the government. You better understand that you got that money from those that are working to pay taxes. And we have these said representatives acting like they're doing you a favor. I'm here to remind you they didn't write the check out of their own account. They're writing it out of the American people's coffers, okay? But it's interesting because I thought, I wonder what this guy's worth, this Pat Toomey, the one that's saying, you know what, nobody deserves any of these checks. But it's interesting how he gets paid. It's interesting during the last 9 months, friends, that they haven't lost, not a one of them's lost their job. No, as a matter of fact, they're getting bonuses. Is anybody paying attention? You know, this guy's worth what I have in front of me right now, about $2 million. I wonder how he did that. Anybody want to tell me how he is worth $2 million? Isn't it interesting how these said representatives, they go in, they're broke. They make $174,000 incumbent. And somehow or another, they become millionaires. We did a whole show on this last month. Jeez, America, you're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to yourself, America. You know, I just seen on live chat here. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I just seen someone courageously talk about how this individual that just stood up for the people courageously and bravely confronting the tyrants. The Bible tells us that's what we're set to do. We're going to be set as a testimony against kings and governors. Right? Interestingly enough, he did it. And the first thing, what do I see? I see some of these people saying, well, he's going to have a short career. I mean, has there ever come a point where you're ashamed of the stupidity that comes out of your wicked heart? I mean, instead of saying, you know what, let's rally around this guy and let's make it count and see it through. Nope, they give voice to the enemy. Oh, you know, he's going to have a short career. He's going to have a short career because of people like you who stand back and do nothing but criticize those that are willing to stand up and fight for people like you. And you should be ashamed of yourself, to say the least. If you don't like it, call in. 1-866-582-9933. I am sick and tired of people like that. And then I see other people say, you know, come help us in our state. Why don't you help yourselves? You act like a bunch of grown-up babies. You talk about an entitlement attitude concerning the up-and-comings, namely your kids. Who taught them that? You act like somebody owes you something, people. Some of you people, you fail to understand men fight and bleed and die in sacrificing themselves to give you the freedoms in which you have, and you're willing to go ahead and have someone else do it all over again so you can remain in the position that you're in. You don't deserve the freedoms that you have, let me tell you, firsthand. I get to see this all day from people that watch us in the thousands across the world. It's not just 130 radio stations in America, friends. It's 53 countries as well. You've been conditioned to believe that one man is going to do for you what God has commanded the multitudes to do, if that be the case. Every scenario is different. I praise God for individuals such as this man, this Oregon state senator who has the internal fortitude, love for God and love for his people to stand up and call them out for who they are. And right in the middle of it, friends, right in the middle of it, what do? They pull the plug on him. Why? Because they don't want this kind of information out there so you can understand what kind of people that mean to rule over you. He just called them out again. They're called out all day long. Luke 12:2. They're called out all day long. And it's interesting, but we have good people on Top Chat. We have good people texting and emailing, talking about how he's going to have a short career. You know what? If he does have a short career, that's a reflection of who you are and what it is that you tolerate. Now, I just want to say this one more because you really got in my craw. People like you, you sicken me to the core. You seriously sicken me to the core. Jesus said, it's better for you to be hot or to be cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of his mouth. He said he would spew you out of his mouth. And you know what? I agree with that. I've said it 1,000 times on this radio show. How do you help a people? How do you show a mercy to a people that refuse to help themselves? Well, the bottom line is you don't. You can't. They could care less. I wanted to add one more thing you just heard during the break. I just highlighted Mr. Toomey's income that I have in front of me. It's probably more than that, by the way. But I did do some due diligence during that break. I also want you to understand that this big omnibus bill that they're passing, what is it, the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth one now, because they're talking about helping the American people in these hard times. You need to understand that they're not helping we the people. No, they're taking your tax dollars and they're giving them to foreign countries. You need to understand that your coffers are being robbed with the front of a virus that they can't prove, and they're taking your money and they're giving it to foreign countries. Here, I'll just give you one. A donation of $700 million has been made to Sudan in your name. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Your coffers are being emptied because you still haven't figured out how this works. And by the way, the bad guy may think he knows how it works, but he doesn't. He's just being used too. Because when the boat sinks, we're all going to sink with it. Numbers 32:23 tells us just that. The Lord said that he's going to turn the nation into hell that forgets him. Hey, folks, it's the bad guys and the good guys. Don't forget about that. The fact of the matter is I wish we had more good guys, because if the good guys were doing what they claim to be through self-identification, that I'm the good guy here, I'll tell you what, good guys don't tolerate evil, do they? No, they don't. And I trust God that we don't need a majority to prevail. We need a minority that are set on awakening the American people, setting brush fires in their minds to awaken, just like our forefathers did. Just like our forefathers did. Let's get over to this topic for the sake of time. Bradley Dean article, some outlet has me up there. Raelian Movement, I don't even know who they are, but it's pretty cool that they have us out there. But what's interesting is father of ADHD calls himself a liar. And their comments are, the truth is finally out. There's no such thing as attention deficit disorder. That's all brand new, by the way, over the last 5 and 6 decades. It's just a trick, they said, by pharmaceutical companies to make more money by harmful drugging children who are over-gifted and not normal. Well, the fact of the matter is, attention deficit, right, really comes to the child that wants his parents, but because his parents are MIA, they're gone, they're not on the scene, they sit and watch TV, all by design, and what does the spirit of the world do? It inundates them. To succumb to the elements in the spirit of the world to the point where they become confused and depressed, like I highlighted yesterday. Okay? This is the parents that have the ADHD, friends. It's not the kid, rest assured. And I'm here to tell you this, too. You cannot justify these dangerous psychotropic drugs. Just hang on a second. Again, and if you want to challenge me, please do. 1-866-582-9933. ADHD, you ready for this? Is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Did Bradley Dean say that? Nope, I didn't say that. Nope, not at all. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Yeah, right. In his last interview before he slipped into hell, I'm adding. Now, I know the Bible says that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but the fact of the matter is, friends, this man knew all the well as to what he was doing throughout the duration of his life. How many kids committed suicide because of guys like this? How many were drugged up? How many were terrorized through spiritual forces? This is all a part of it, too. If you read some of the testimonies, these kids will identify looking into a spiritual world and being told and directed to do certain crimes that they've committed. I do a whole show on that concerning school shootings. Road rage is all, it's all related to the topic of which I'm talking about even now. Fear. I'll get to the side effects in a moment. Going back to Leon Eisenberg, he made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease thanks to the pharmaceutical sales, and coincidentally, he received the Ruane Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatric Research. Just see, they admonish each other. The Bible's clear. Those that highly esteem one another, they're an abomination in the sight of God. Read Matthew 11:16. I'm gonna double check that one because I need to make clear on that. I know that scripture, and for some reason, it's not coming up in the sight of God. Again, making sure that what we're giving you is sound information. Yep, Luke 16:15. I knew the 16:15 was there. Forgive me. Luke 16:15. You're the ones who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And let me tell you what, friends. You'll understand as to more of that as I continuously highlight the crimes of the pharmaceutical companies and crimes they are. Okay? But look at this. Leon Eisenberg, the author and the father of ADHD, the guy that said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, he has been a leader in child psychiatry for more than 40 years through his work in his pharmacological trials, in his research, in his teachings, and social policies for his theories of autism. Theories of autism and social medicine, according to Psychiatric News. Oh, and yes, and it was even admitted that they are his theories. They make hundreds of millions of dollars a day off of their theories. And why is it that they make hundreds of millions of dollars off these dangerous antidepressants, these psychotropic drugs? Because the American people aren't paying attention once again. Okay? The medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect our children from a healthy, normal upbringing. This applies to parents as well. Parents are placing their children on these drugs and subjecting them to what the world has to offer, when in fact all these children are looking for is their parents in hopes of being the blessing that God has intended them to be. And now I just want to say this. This is an answer back. There's some people right now, I'm talking directly to you, and I want you to understand that if you need us in any sense or need to be connected to someone to help you with this process, we are more than happy to do that. 1-866-233-0747, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our platform is up there. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on our platform, which is posted even now, and join us on Top Chat. The same thing with beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, same thing there. Go ahead and click onto the top left. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, which I'm starting to get phone calls right now, I'm going to take your phone calls. I need to get back to the topic if time allots. If not, I can pick it up tomorrow, too, and I totally appreciate it. We got Alan calling in from Arizona. Thank you for calling in, my friend. What say you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, this is Alan. I never knew about ADD until I was 40, and then I read about it, and then I reflected on my past, and I just basically said this has got to be my issue and has been my issue all my life. And I recall when I was a child, I remember this specifically, fourth grade, when we were being taught multiplication tables. I tried very hard. I said, I need to focus on this. I need to learn this because I had a hard time learning. I specifically remember that starting the subject. 10 minutes in, my mind was gone.
Yep.
My mind would wander without my choice. I could not focus no matter how quiet it was. And no matter how pointed the person was in front of me, my mind would wander. That was not a choice of mine. It had nothing to do with discipline or my inability to sit still. I struggled through school. I have an IQ over 130, and it's the only thing that saved me, and it's the only thing that's made me get as far as I have. But I stuck in school just because I could not focus. This is a very real thing. And I was 40, I did try a drug, and it's called Strattera. It doesn't have a narcotic in it. It doesn't speed me up, but it gives me about 4 hours of the day where I can, where my mind is relatively clear on that. I don't have alternative thoughts flying through it all the time.
Okay.
So for anybody to tell me it's not real, they just never had it.
Wait a second, Alan. I didn't tell you it was real. I told you what.
You said that some guy said it was full of, that it's bullshit.
No. First of all, watch your mouth, number one. Number two, you're on national radio. Number two, let me answer. I'm telling you, the scientific father of ADHD, the one that you believe in, is the one that said that it is a prime example of a fictitious disease. I just told you who he was. He's the one that created. He's the scientific father of ADHD. He said it's a fictitious disease. I'll tell you what the problem is, Alan, is what you're eating. A lot of the foods Okay, well, listen. For the sake of time, I'm not going to sit on the radio and have you, number one, talk in such a fashion that you shouldn't be, and then, number two, try to justify what even the father of ADHD said was a fictitious disease. So you go ahead and attempt to try to justify the unjustifiable all day long, and it's no surprise here, but herein lies the problem. It goes back to what I originally said. We're doing it to ourselves. I got Paul calling in from Kentucky, sonsoflibertyradio.com. What say you, my friend?
Yes, this is Paul Ring. My concern is that the governor of Kentucky has broken the law, and we are doing everything we can to try to hold our representatives accountable, because there will be an opportunity in January to deal with his. He borrowed over $800,000+, and no one in Kentucky other than the legislators are allowed to borrow money.
Can I ask you a question, Paul, really quick?
Yes, sir.
And that's just for the sake of time, my friend. We're on the last segment here. When did you say you could deal with the governor?
In January.
Why is that? Does a cop, when he walks into a store and he sees a robber robbing the store, does he say, you know what, I can't deal with you until January? Why the people in Kentucky waiting? He violated the law one time, even to a misdemeanor. He needs to be held accountable for his crimes, and he needs to be prosecuted, just like the people that he serves would be prosecuted if they did even a third of the things that they've gotten away with.
I agree, but you cannot get anyone to do anything. You can't get the lawyers.
You can't get the representatives. You're breaking in and out, my friend. Is your battery going dead?
No, sir, but it is quite windy here.
Okay.
not that that probably affects it, but we are doing – I'm with a group called Constitutional Kentucky, and we have put rallies on. We have marched.
Yeah.
But, none of the news media will cover it.
Right.
When we have one man, and look this guy up, Lee Watt. W-A-T-T-S.
Okay.
And he's the only voice in Kentucky that is saying this man is a criminal. The legislators, what they want to do is they want to change some of the laws to tweak it to where the governor can't do this or he can't do that in an emergency.
Yeah.
But that's not going to stop him, because what he done is broke the law. Only legislators can borrow money, and he is the governor. Has done this, and we cannot think. Well, where's Sean Hannity? Where's
you're right.
Guys?
Well, that's exactly.
They won't talk about Kentucky. They'll talk about California, Michigan, New York, but they never mention what's going on down here. And I just thought, maybe you, as a Christian brother, would be able to say, "Hey, there is something going on in Kentucky."
I'm telling you, it's going on all over the country. And by the way,
what
you said about Sean Hannity and the conservatives of the day, this is exactly what I'm talking about. They are controlled. They are controlling opposition. They are keeping everybody in line with these talking points that they have created. And it's lies. Yeah. They're attempting to make lies sound truthful. And what they do is they avoid the law. They avoid the Constitution. They just sit there and continuously fuel the fire and the banner between the left and the right all day long because they're serving the sponsors. They're not serving the people, my friend. And
they
I do want to say
their ratings.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's how they get paid, you know, and that's who they're subservient to, by the way. But I do want to say this. The good news is you have Mitch McConnell there. And that probably wasn't even called for. But the fact of the matter is we got drug-dealing Mitch McConnell there that everybody thinks is a good guy. He's coming directly out of Kentucky. Oh, he is a wicked, wicked man.
Yes,
he's been busted. Yep.
Well, he's a communist traitor. I left a voice message on his – well, you can't talk to nobody. And I left a voice message, and I told him. I said, you've been in bed with the Chinese for 20, 30 years. And I said, I'm not talking about your wife either.
Yeah, not right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the fact that you have sold us out.
Yeah, I'm with you. Here's the thing. What I can do, Paul, is do my job. And my job is, number one, I'm a preacher. I point back. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh the sins of the world.
Well, praise
with that
the
said,
Lord.
Yep. Secondly, this is what I can tell you. I can point my finger at the U.S. Constitution. As I peruse it, I find out provisions in there as to how to deal with these people. And one of the things that you highlighted is highly important for people to understand. Nobody's giving us airtime. The mainstream media ignores us. The legislators, they'll do certain things, but they'll never go for the throat. No, because they're extorted. They're compromised men. They're protecting each other from the people that they're supposed to serve. And this is the history of what the American people have put up with a long time. The new up-and-coming, such as yourself, Paul, I'm finding are not putting up with it. And the fact of the matter is it's just coming to the – that's right. I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go for it.
That's okay. You said you was a minister. I retired with 38 years in a power plant, coal-burning power plant. And 18 of those 38 years, I was a bivocational pastor.
Amen.
So I know what it's like to have to work, you know, long hours every day.
But
we're willing to do this because what has been given to me by my grandfather who fought and was mustard gassed in World War One, and my father who fought in the South Pacific against the Japanese in World War Two, and come home, but neither one of them was ever the same again.
Yep.
I cannot lay down, and I will not lay down. But I just ask for your prayers, and if there's anything you can do to, you know, help us in any way. And like I said, Constitutional Kentucky is a group that I'm with, and Tony Wheatley.
Give me a link really quick. Paul, where do you want people to go to really quick? What is it? I got 1 minute.
Oh, gosh. I don't know the link. I can't. All I know is it's Constitutional Kentucky is the name of the group.
Okay.
And Tony Wheatley is the president. Lee Watts is the chaplain over the legislators.
Okay.
When the Kentucky legislative people meet, he's got a show on YouTube called Patriot Point, and he's the chaplain over the House and Senate in Kentucky.
Thank you very much for your call. I seriously have to go, folks. We were talking about ADHD. I'm going to pick it up again tomorrow. I'm going to insert more information concerning the school shooters as well to show you the correlation between Big Pharma and these road rages and what's taking place in the United States with these school shootings and much, much more. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I was having a conversation with my friend in Ending, and it's interesting to note that, you know, when I was in high school, a bully could only be a bully for so long until the people said that's enough. It reminds me of Flick dealing with Hopper on that of, what was that called? Bug's Life. Bug's Life. Folks, we've got to learn these simplistic lessons that God has taught us. We need to come together and put an end to this corruption because it's coming from all over now within our form of government. It needs to be cleaned out.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalty interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.